episode 286. Have a magical day.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. How are you feeling today? What have you been up to? You know what? Today is your day to have a magical day. Yes, we are going to Disney World. Okay, wouldn't it be nice? But it seems like every big event that wins, like for the Super Bowl or for a soccer tournament or basketball, they always have these commercials here in the United States where the main characters, or I should say the main characters, the main people, you know, the heroes of the game, they say, now I'm going to Disney. And I kind of laughed at this because I wrote this title, Have a Magical Day. But in life, we really want the magic. We want the extra sparks, the fairy tale endings. We don't want to have to work as hard sometimes as life really does get, because life gets rough and tough. And sometimes we don't want to fight. We just want to be able to say, you know what? Can I just wave my magic wand? So today I want you to have a magical day. I want you to zoom in on feelings of, oh, let's see, smile for one thing, because that brings a sense of happiness. You want to be happy, right? It reminds me of the original, okay, go back real long time ago. I don't remember how long it was, but it was the first princess. You know who the first princess was? Snow White. Yes, Snow White was the first princess. And so I look at the seven dwarfs, right? Snow White and the seven dwarfs. And Snow White is just this, you know, she just kind of goes about her day. And yet when she sees her day, it's really a magical day, because she sees the little intricacies in life, the little things that make the world go round. That sweet little bluebird that sings that song, and it just tweets, and it just is so, I mean, you can't help but be happy when you hear it. And even the seven dwarfs, who really don't necessarily want to work, they go and they sing their famous song, right? I can't sing it because I don't have rights to it. But you know which one I'm talking about, don't you? Yeah, you're singing it right now in your head. Have a magical day. Snow White did that. Even though her days sometimes were gloomy and yucky, she somehow found a way to have a magical day. Now, I mention this to you because, again, life, it's a beating sometimes. I know in my life how crazy it can be. And so I can only imagine where you are. And if it's any consolation, it does get better once in a while. Not necessarily because the children are getting older, but you just happen to get a little smarter and wiser, because you're not working as hard to get it all done. You begin to say, oh, you know what? I don't have to do it all. But yet when we were younger in our 20s, and sometimes in our, some of you are just still there, and some of you that are in your 30s, you're like, well, I haven't hit the pinnacle yet of really where I want to be. But the thing is you're still like, oh, I'm gung-ho. Man, your kids start to get older, and you're like, man, I can't do it all. I got to start slowing down a little bit. But when you begin to mature and you figure out that, oh, wait, I don't have to do everything, because there are other people around that if I'm not there, it's going to get done. It may not be done the way I like it, but it's going to get done, and it allows you to have a magical day. Snow White didn't let anything stop her. She allowed herself to enjoy the little things, the sweet things in life. Are you bombarded with the bigger stuff in your life that you're letting it overwhelm you? Or are you willing to take a step back, a deep breath, and listen to the little birds that chirp in the morning? To listen to the kids as they get on the bus, whether you have any children or not. They're just voices, and they're so sweet. Sometimes sitting and not having anything, but sitting outside and just letting the sun hit you. Or going and walking your dog at night and you look up and there's not a cloud to be seen, and all you see are these diamonds up there. Yeah, the stars. Have a magical day. It's not easy being you. It's not, frankly. I mean, if you have a really easy life, then you're probably really not wanting to listen to me at all, because you're like, I so got this. This is nothing. But life isn't that way. We have things that come along, and some things are easier, but the problem is your focus is too much on the negative. It just sucks you in, and it grabs you, and it holds on to you. And then what happens is everything else is washed down the drain. You could have a little infant right now, so precious, and they're beginning to experience their first. At 6 months, oh my gosh, the rollover, oh my gosh, you know, you celebrate. But was it really that magical? Or was it like, oh, they rolled over, yet you're still worried about how am I going to do this over here, because my life is more of a catastrophe. And so that amazing one-time thing happens. You'll never have that first back. And you just freeze. And you're like, oh, well, okay, it's come and gone. Or did it captivate your magic within your day? Have a magical day. I really want to challenge you with that today. I want you to be Snow White, or maybe Prince Charming if you're not a girl. My guys can be Prince Charming. It's okay. Don't look for that horrible apple. Don't focus on all the yucky stuff and how bad things can taste. But focus on the good. What is good in your life? There has got to be one thing that is good in your life. Really? Yeah, sometimes it doesn't seem that way because you are in the middle of a storm. But guess what? This too shall pass. You're not going to be here forever. But you will if you keep staying there and you keep revisiting it. It's time to stand up. To be an amazing princess that you are, because you're a princess to a king. Have a magical day. Don't let the druthers of my kitchen is a mess. My house looks like I've had 3 tornadoes come through. The kids are just totally into everything. And my husband and I can't even have a conversation. And all we do is kind of go back and forth anyway. I don't even know that I would even consider us being married. And yet you want me to have a magical day? Oh, amen, sister. I do want you to have a magical day. Because if that's your focus, you'll see the good. You'll see the joy. And you'll find that smile that's deep within your heart. And you'll carry the happiness with you. And you'll be off to work just like the 7 little dwarfs were. And you'll be singing their song, which you know what it is, but I can't sing it. So go out today and have a magical day. Enjoy it. Find the one thing. If there's just one thing, then remember that one thing to make your day magical. And if not, create your magic. If you truly are in such a disarray and a chaotic life, because I know that does happen. I was there. I had my tornado. I mean, I thought it was the end of the world. Because in my opinion, it was. But I didn't focus on that. I could have. But I guarantee you, if that would have been my focus the entire time, I would never have come out where I am today. Our marriage would never have been reconciled. My relationship with my children, I don't know where they would be. They'd be strong, but I don't know where they would be like right now, because you can't play back the what ifs, right? But I do know things would have played out differently. But I chose to have a magical day. I want you to do the same thing. Choose magic today. And wear a smile, not only on your face, but more importantly, in your heart. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.